Welcome back. You're watching Africa Live. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe today celebrates his 91st birthday. The world's oldest leader can look back on a life of significant contributions that have indelibly shaped his country's political landscape.
Arguably the continent's most feted leader, Robert Mugabe, chair of the African Union, marks his 91st birthday and his 35th year in charge of Zimbabwe. As an ardent cricket fan, he appreciates that this has been a long innings, but one that is worth savoring, especially considering his contributions, which date back to the Liberation War.
It was difficult fighting for Zimbabwe's independence as President Mugabe and his counterparts did. If they had not taken up arms, we would still be oppressed up until today. It's because of their fight that we have freedom today.
Soon after attainment of independence, Mugabe ensured all Zimbabweans gained access to free health care and education. Today, Zimbabwe commands the highest literacy rate in Africa. The country, despite recent challenges, has a reliable infrastructure network, courtesy of huge investments by Mugabe's government into building dams, roads, and schools. But perhaps Mugabe's greatest legacy is his continued push for emancipation of blacks, not just politically, but also economically. A land reform program in the year 2000 gave land back to the majority blacks. It had its critics, but today Mugabe stands vindicated as agricultural output soars, especially in tobacco where record-breaking yields have been recorded. In recent years, Mugabe has also sought to reclaim control of the mainstream economy through an indigenization law. His stance has put him at loggerheads with the West, who've slapped sanctions on him, which still stand today. But over a decade of punitive embargoes have failed to break Mugabe, and now European businesses are expressing interest in setting up shop here again.
He's done immense things for this country. He has given to the indigenous person, to the black person of this country, a right to believe in themselves and a right to their land and to their mineral resources. He has stood resolutely against all pressure from all corners of the world to make sure that the black Zimbabwean is the winner.
Millions of his supporters at home and abroad believe that makes him a man worth celebrating, as thousands will do next weekend in Victoria Falls. Farang Mokutuya, CCTV, Harare, Zimbabwe.